Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
How much are you paying this summer for summer camps for your children? Because apparently the cost of the camps, it's going to be even higher this year than normal. This warning today that the cost of a summer camp and probably childcare too combined could cost you about 1,500 quid. And that's before you might even dream about going on a family holiday or a weekend away. So what's the average? And are summer camps too expensive? 1800 453 106, that's the number. Dominic is with us on the line in Laois. How much, Dominic, are you paying for summer camps?
It's kind of varied over the years. Like, I mean, ours, we have three kids. And the oldest is definitely not doing summer camps because she's in college, so she can get a job. The youngest, he's now, 14? So we were going to send him on a summer camp this year. We had looked, because our kids are quite into kind of activity-based summer camps, you know, outdoor activities and stuff like that, which is great. But the options for those near us in Laois are kind of limited, is the problem. And then to be ferrying someone to and fro to summer camp 5 days a week is not the handiest either.
And what's the average cost, Dominic?
It makes a huge, it varies enormously. From kind of the cool camps, the GAA ones that they do. A lot of schools run them and stuff. Our eldest one used to do them, but that was quite a long time ago now. And I think they used to cost, they weren't too bad, you know, for a week. And they were a reasonable sort of bit of the day as well. So they were kind of less than 100 even for the day, for the week even. But then they go up dramatically from there.
To what roughly, Dominic?
Oh, for the residential summer camps, you could be talking 700.
About 700, yeah. Okay. And what about you, Lucy? I know you're in Stillorgan. What sort of prices are you being quoted?
It depends, because obviously I've 4 and the eldest one is nearly 16. The youngest is 10. So the 10-year-old is sports mad and there'd be carnage if he was in the house for the whole summer. So he's doing 4 camps over the summer. They're ranging from the cool camps, which is definitely the cheapest. That's €75 for the week, up to, they can be anywhere up to about 120, 130.
Yeah, 120 or 130. Yeah. Actually, from the moment that I mentioned this today in WhatsApp, roughly people are texting in with that about 120 quid. But is it the case though, Lucy? Like, a lot of them then would end at about, maybe, you know, like some of the messages
half
here.
Two.
Yeah, or so, but I'm seeing here even half 9 to half 1 even.
So, yeah, some of them for the kids that would serve her camps would end up 1. And then her parents have to pay me for that. And then on the day, so I have her.
Let me just reconnect with you there, Lucy, if you don't mind. I believe we've one of the most interesting and cheapest summer camps in Dublin. It's 9:30 to 4:30 every day for a week of sailing camp, says this this listener. It's right in the middle of Dublin. It's starting at €150 a week. It's pool bag, boat club, according to this text. £150, yes. Some of them coming in there at 120, but they're finishing maybe up around lunchtime. Eric, are your kids going to summer camp?
Hello, yes. My kids will be doing a number of summer camps this year. And again, like Lucy, the last caller mentioned, from around 70 to 120 seems to be the price range that you'd expect. But I'm very lucky. We live very close to the University of Limerick, and there is there's an exceptionally wide variety of different activities available. So we have the cool camp and the football camps if they want to do that. But then you have like some really interesting things, like, you know, there's adventure camps where you go on. They go up in the river, they do orienteering, there's rock climbing and wall climbing. There's a wide plethora of things. And if you're kind of more academically minded, there's computer camps, there's learning how to code, There's just even one in King John's Castle where there's where they do archaeology stuff. So my daughters and my son would have taken advantage of those over the years. Mm. But I suppose a lot come, like, are things expensive? I suppose that really depend on your own circumstances. So what I think is reasonable, someone else might find expensive, or if I can afford two or three camps for my kids, there's other people that can't do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the cost, I suppose, is on the beholder. But there is a wide variety out there. And like Lucy mentioned a minute ago, it's very important to get, I think it's important at a young age to have my children experience a variety of different activities, because it's late enough, when they're in their mid-teens or late teens, they'll start working. And so then you'll be working for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's it then. There's a shelf life, I suppose, on it.
Yeah. So this is your chance. And really, realistically, once you get to the age of 12, maybe 13, they probably don't want to do that type of stuff anymore. Mm. So this is your chance to kind of get them a few experiences. What we do and we find works well is we try and arrange with a group of friends to see if we can get two or three of them to go together. And that reduces transport issues. It also means we take turns. Like, most camps finish around 2:30. So we take turns then where the kids might come back to my house on Monday and go to someone else on the Tuesday and so on. So that way then there's less hassle or there's less pressure on work.
Yeah.
But in general, I would say they're really good. Like, I'm in my early 40s, and when we were younger, there wasn't really summer camps. There might, maybe in the cities, but I lived in a small town in Ireland. We didn't have summer camps, so we just kind of played on the road and stuff, which we survived, didn't we?
Yeah.
Life is different. Like, probably yourself at Ballyshannon, you probably played on the road or did whatever, but...
I've a memory of maybe doing one, like a week of a summer camp, but I don't really remember in the early days it being something that you did for multiple weeks. But then I suppose it's different. There's different demands on parents if both parents are working now as well. But is that a point, Lucy? Like, is there just nearly an expectation now, in some cases, for parents that, you know, you've got to have the kids in two or three or four different summer camps over the summer? I presume, obviously, the childcare and being off work is an issue as well, too, for many.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest changes, I suppose, from when we were kids and tearing around up and down the road is that most of the time, both parents have to work. Now, I'm a single mum for my kids, but like a lot of parents both have to work. And if you have a 10-year-old, or younger, you know, that any kids, they get bored. It is a long summer. 8 weeks is a long time for kids. And it gives them, you know, it introduces them to new experiences. If you have the sports crazy one who actually will be bouncing off the walls, it's actually to tire them out nearly, do you know what I mean? And send them off with a hurl, otherwise I'd have several broken windows by the end of the summer. So, you know, it makes sense. I think I agree with your last call that it does, it gets harder as they get older. So my 12-year-old son is asked being not sporty at all. And the problem I find is camps that would work for him, like science camps and that kind of thing, that would hold his interest. But they are generally aimed at younger children. They're not aimed.
So there's actually less stuff, is there?
There's actually less stuff for if you have a sporty child, there is a lot more for them. Now that's not to say there's nothing, but it would be a lot more limited as to what I could, for example, send him to. I send one of his older sisters goes off to surf dock for a week and goes off kayaking and everything else, and she loves that kind of thing, but he'd absolutely hate it.
Into the water sports,
so you know, and if you, and especially if you have four children who all, you know yourself, all children are different. They all have different interests, and I suppose with four, I'm lucky that only one of them kind of is really into the camps now. But if you were forking out for four kids, and parents would have to put them, especially if they're younger, I had to do it, put them all into the same camp. You're looking at it could be $2,000 before you blink. And that's a massive amount of money for people.
Okay. It'll be interesting to talk to people that are running some of the summer camps. I'm sure too their costs are probably rising
their
as well.
Insurance,
you know?
Must be through the roof. Insurance is what drives it. That's the big problem.
Text here from a listener. My kids are doing 5 camps this summer. The camps in Limerick probably range from about 75 to 120 euro per week. Another listener says it was like Hunger Games trying to sign my two children up for summer camps this year. They didn't get into them. Yeah, we don't know what we're going to do. I think we're going to have to take unpaid leave. Is it that difficult, Eric, to try and even get into some of the camps?
I suppose a lot will depend where you are. And look, in the city, you have more variety. But they are very limited on space and on insurance. So insurance is probably a killer. Again, if you're an organised person, you book them in nice and early. And if you're not, you wait till the end. But they're well worth it. And one thing I've noticed now, and I sound like a salesperson for the University of Limerick here, but what they now do for older children is they have kind of introductory courses to what third level would be like. So they kind of, if you're maybe around the transition year age or fifth year age, and if you're planning, just if you might have an interest in just say medicine, they have a 2 or 3 day thing in the college where they bring you around and show you what the medicine course would be like, and that would be replicated across nursing and teaching and engineering. So that's a good one for teenagers. And I suppose a lot of teenagers then will kind of head off to the Gaelic, or a good number would head off to the Gaelic for 3 weeks as well, or the Irish camps, which as most people listening that went to the Gaelic would agree is a good experience for the vast majority, and they learn a bit of Irish as well, I suppose, and kind of grow up a bit.
Yeah, I suppose that there's definitely some offering out there for the older teenagers, but it's funny you mention that, Eric, because that's the point a lot of people are getting in touch about today, is that there's very little for that group in the kind of 12 plus, or maybe they just feel they're nearly too old, a lot of them, to even go to summer camps. Listener here is suggesting the school holidays are too long. That's the problem. They should have another month in school so we don't have to encounter this struggle of trying to get summer camps. Joan is wondering why these camps start so early. I'm sure the children would like a little bit of a lie-in after the year of getting up at cockcrow. Starting maybe in the afternoon might be much better, and even with a later finish, I assume that is probably to facilitate parents going to work. Aisling Woods Larkin is on the line. Because Aisling, you run the Dublin 4 Dance Academy. Like, what considerations do you have to take into account when you're even arriving at a price to charge parents?
Hi. So yes, I suppose there are many, many elements. Of course, insurance. The more activities we add, the higher the premium. There's rent, there's materials, there's teachers. A huge one for me at the moment would be special needs assistance, so I can include more children on different spectrums, neurodivergent children, etc. So okay. To help the parents that have got more than one child, we don't just offer dance. Again, say Lucy has a gang of four with all different, you know, requirements and likes. So we add different things, but that does increase your price. So I tend to sort of try and keep it as low as possible, purely because we're in our national school, we're based from there. So we have got great facilities and stuff there, but yes, there are many, many elements to consider.
So the higher the risk, and I suppose the more, you know, activities the children are doing, the higher the premium for you and staff.
I suppose if you are a camp, like the GAA Cool Camps are fantastic, but they are sponsored by Kellogg's. They have a multinational company behind them with some support. I don't know the element of support. They run a fabulous camp, but we certainly, myself, I don't have that look at this stage just yet. We're not at that level just yet. But I think that's another thing to consider, is if it is a private group, and, you know, teachers tend to be highly skilled, dance teachers, sports teachers, they have studied long and hard, and they deserve not to just be getting the minimum wage as well. So we have to value those people that we do include in the camps and that we do support as well as ourselves.
I suppose if you're doing something, like if you're, you know, I think back, used to do Irish dancing years ago, probably if you're doing a summer camp, it's something that you're investing in long term. Like if this is your extracurricular that you do all of the time, whether it be ballet or whatever, modern dance, you're investing in that long term, I suppose, if that's the camp you choose for the summer.
Well, you're investing, I suppose, both as a parent of the child and also as the academy owner or person that's running. This is a product of us. So we want to put our best foot forward, excuse the pun, and give you the best possible week so that you want to come back in September, so that you enjoy your weekly extracurricular activity. So we don't want to overcharge, but we don't want to undervalue either. I suppose I offer as much as possible a sibling half price or a third sibling free, or, you know, whatever we can do. We also offer scholarship programs as much as possible with the help of the school. So I suppose you've got to consider from both sides. I mean, four children is really, really tough to put them all into different activities. It's also tough to take four children and give them all what they need within the same space in a week, you know.
What about you, Wesley? You run summer camps as well, similar to Aisling. Why did you get in touch?
I suppose to let people know that there are a lot of costs involved, which they may not you know, think of. They're not involved in it. So your other caller there has mentioned insurance. Like for us, we run quite a small camp, I guess, compared to some of them. There's only 40 kids, but it still requires, you know, a fair few staff as well. And I think by the time we've paid for insurance, staff and materials, if we worked it out, myself and my wife were a small family business, we would we'd be well below minimum wage. But I mean, we don't want to make it too expensive. We are competing with the likes of the Cool Camps and other subsidised ones. So, we do try our best.
Yeah, are any of the camps that you're aware of, Wesley? Are they, you know, I suppose school run, or is there any input from the schools?
There are. I know locally here, I'm in Ballachadreen in Roscommon, and there's at least one of the local schools that I've heard of that are running a camp, and there's a few little different groups around as well. I don't know if all the schools run them, but yeah, I know the local primary school here is running for maybe a couple of weeks during the summer.
Yeah, so it's a classic case of just look around and see what's on offer, is it, in your area?
Yeah, there are lots of cheap ones as well. And like, obviously we're trying to, you know, promote our own one and everything. We're not competing on price with a lot of the stuff, but like we do keep filling them, so the kids are enjoying them. There's options there for everyone, I guess.
Listener says in the US, the local school districts actually run the camps in the secondary schools. They do everything from cooking, woodwork, metalwork, coding. My own kids miss the cooking camps when they were in the US. Another listener, I actually can't believe what I'm hearing. Camps, camps, camps. What's happened to the kids going out and playing in the green with their friends? I've three children, all teenagers now. They did some camps, not a lot though, but equally they also cycled to their local football soccer pitch to just have fun. Let the kids experience life and playing without all this structured time. Again, Justin and Mayo making the same point. What is wrong with children being bored? It's always talking about trying to keep up with the Joneses and keeping them in camps if the neighbours are doing it. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Wesley and Aisling, Eric, Lucy, Dominic, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.